You are listening to the greatest radio show ever. It's Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, it depends on if we actually do.
But you know,
but that's not one of our resolutions. God damn it!
That's right.
Ooh, that should have been another resolution.
What?
The lowest common denominator.
The lowest common denominator.
Yes.
You know what, dude? I'm not psyched up for the lowest common denominator yet. Dude.
Yeah. So they give it time. You got to warm up.
Well, let me practice. Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2003, if you're listening live.
If not, it's in the archive. And if it's in the archive and you're not listening live and it's from the archive, it's whatever date it currently is.
Look at a damn calendar.
If you're on Macintosh, look in the upper left, or excuse me, right-hand corner on Windows. Look in the lower right-hand corner.
After you double-click.
That's right.
And it's lower right-hand corner on Windows if you double-click. Because the clock's
in the
lower right-hand.
I said
did you just write?
I almost foobarred the Macintosh list.
Left. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Woo! Warming up.
Thrilled to be alive. Thrilled to be here.
Me. Wow.
Yeah.
We have got a lot of explaining to do.
A lot. Right, because right now I have a bruised kneecap and a pulled muscle in one another leg.
And I have a completely deflated ego, and you, however, have a completely inflated
ego. Who was it in the message boards that says they have the ego that can crack Russian diamonds at 50 feet?
That would be Oscar. Oscar. In the message boards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, my ego could probably, like, break apart the moon, you know, like in the Time Machine.
Armageddon? No, wait. Oh, yeah, Time Machine, yeah.
That was an asteroid, man.
Yeah. Well, Armageddon, asteroid, moon, whatever.
Shitty music.
Hey, well, yeah, okay, for the most part. I will agree, you know, leaving on a jet airplane.
I miss you, babe!
Yeah. But hey, we got the soundtrack because of one song. Go figure. Well, the Aerosmith song, of course, though.
She just downloaded it.
Yeah, I know. Stealing music the American way. However, I've been reading. I have been reading.
Can you imagine what would happen if Indians sang more music and white people dug it? We'd have that, too. Anyhow, you were reading.
Ooh. Hillary Rosen's quitting her job with the RIAA.
Really?
Yeah.
I have more news on the RIAA,
and
too.
And one thing she has said is she's kind of conceited in saying, well, you know, it's kind of the way to go. Mm-hmm. She's tired of being the bad guy. She's tired of realizing that, oh, shit, I'm vilifying myself.
Yes.
I can hurt my career.
The RIAA has found another way to get paid.
How so?
They are going to go ahead now and start charging your ISP.
Really?
Instead of you, they're going to try to charge the ISP to pass the cost along. In addition, Verizon has lost a major lawsuit against the RIAA.
How so?
The RIAA tracked down a listener. They have his IP address.
Right.
He has downloaded over 600 songs.
Holy cow.
They lost a lawsuit because Verizon said right to privacy. The judge has ruled that Verizon must turn over that user's identity and his information. So Verizon is appealing, and need to say, you know, they are not turning it over still. But you know what? I have to applaud that ISP for, you know what, actually sticking to their guns.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times, you know, with corporations, they'll just, you know, chicken
shit. Here you go.
But like, for instance, eBay with, you know, won't sell anything to Scientologists now because they've threatened a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But yes, the RIAA is really
sticking. See, that's a little different, though. I mean, the eBay not selling something because of Scientology is just them saying, fine, screw you guys, you know? For an ISP to say, we're not giving you our customer information,
No.
That's different.
Well, actually, I should say...
That's very different.
The reasons are completely different, and it would take like another 10 minutes to fully explain the implications, and I'll leave that for another one of our Scientology rants or something like
God,
that.
Oh, God, yes.
Or, you know, idiot debates. But basically, it's the same thing if somebody's sticking to their guns.
All right.
Know, honestly, by defying an entire lawsuit.
Interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, that's really cool. And Windows now has, I want to say it's called VDR. They have a new technology to start blocking pirating of CDs.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Their compact audio discs will now have multiple layers for recording the data onto. You'll have one single layer, which will be able to play on the CD track.
Right.
But anything inserted to a Windows box right there will not read the audio layer. It'll read a digital layer inside, and the digital layer will have a copyright on it.
Interesting.
Saying whether or not they can go ahead and copy the music or whatnot.
Hmm.
Very interesting there.
You know what, though?
That makes me wonder how Philips is going to take to that as well.
Philips probably won't.
No.
Philips is very adamant about the fact that their CD is, you know,
yes,
their CD. And if anybody who isn't really much of a geek or doesn't understand, the compact disc itself is actually a copyrighted
medium
by Philips. Who would know Philips? You'd think it'd be Sony, but...
Yes.
The thing with Philips...
Philips is a company that comes up with good innovations, but pisses their profits away on stupid shit.
Yes. Yeah. I will agree to that. You know, but now...
System, remember that?
Oh. 3DO?
Voyeur.
3DO?
It wasn't 3DO, it was something else. Mm. It could play 3DO games,
yeah,
but it had specific Philips games. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I remember that was a year, like, everybody had a console, and then they all died out, except for, of course, the big three. PlayStation.
Oh, God.
For Sony, Nintendo, of course, and Sega still.
3DO. The worst game I ever played on 3DO was Way of the Warrior. Anyhow.
Sounds like a bad 80s movie.
Had music by Rob Zombie, and it played Thunder Kiss 65 during every battle.
Yeah. Yuck. But the CD itself is actually copy.
Yes.
It's owned
the
property.
The shape of the CD.
The shape of the CD.
The case itself.
The casing, the actual stamp that certifies it as an official
this
audio
compact
CD
disc.
Or
yes.
DVD or mm-hmm. any of those compact disc mediums is owned by Philips.
Along with the technology to read them.
Yes.
And I also believe, I'm not sure about burning them, though.
No, I think...
Candy was the first company to come out with a burnable CD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the medium is really starting to change right there, and RIAA is really trying to grab for straws, and...
It's
if the ISPs
almost
stick,
over.
Yeah. If the ISPs stick together right there, there'll be no problem.
Yeah. The minute some ISPs, some of the ISPs start flaking away, it's over. But,
yeah,
you know. All right.
Okay, next.
A little bit of information, actually, Reverend
yes.
King. And by the way, we have a chat room for all of our very faithful Spankwagon listeners. You can actually check it out. It's on irc.slashnet.org if you're a computer geek.
Mm-hmm.
Pound, which is the number symbol Spankwagon. If you want more information on how to get there, I do have the information in the chat link on the site.
You know, that totally annoys the shit out of me almost.
Why?
That make me laugh. The fact is, you'll say hash, and you won't explain it, but you say pound, which everybody fucking knows, and you have to explain it.
You know, I'm a little dumb like that. I'm a little backwards like that. What can I say?
Backwards Bill, man. Pays your boss on payday, man.
Back ass words. So that's pretty much thing. Check it out and go to the link. But as Reverend here in
yes.
our chat room said, he goes, the funny thing that Kazaa and Verizon was saying, they were saying something about charging each user $1 to $2 a month for downloading music, and Rosen said it was a stupid idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, no.
I will tell you one thing right now. The original idea I was
worried it ain't stupid. I shouldn't say it ain't stupid, but it isn't stupid unless it's mine.
I will
that's sort of the feeling
exactly.
I got.
Exactly. I'll tell you one thing. I would be willing to pay five, maybe ten. Ten's really pushing it, but mm-hmm. definitely five, no problem at all. If they brought back Napster as a pay service,
yeah,
I would pay that because
Netflix. Not Netflix, but there was another one that got released recently that was allowing you to download movies,
yeah,
watch them.
Netflix actually mails them out to you.
Okay,
it's
yeah, Netflix doesn't
month,
mail,
as
but
as many as you can get, which is. If you watch a lot of movies, it's not that bad, but the problem is, like, I don't really watch that many movies.
See, neither do I.
Yeah,
not anymore, at least. I used to. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but there's this place back in Waterloo, Cedar Falls area that was called Mr. Movies. Now, Mr. Movies had 59-cent Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So me, you know, my friend Ben, the wife, we would all head to Mr. Movies. And we would then go and just get, like, five movies each.
How many copies of each movie did Mr. Movie have with the new releases?
It was, okay, certain releases were not included.
New releases had to wait
2 weeks before they were included.
See, because what happened was, see, I grew up, like...
Now, it's not Blockbuster, but it's not it's not the Five and Dime video store that... The only thing they've left
is
Tromaville.
I went to a mom-and-pop video store because it was a couple doors down from my house
mm-hmm.
when I used to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the true boom... A Blockbuster came into my area. They would buy two copies of each movie as soon as it released.
Okay.
For entire neighborhoods and shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait a couple like weeks to finally get it, man.
You know, actually, something I was reading online about, you know, your child of the 80s. What was the first video store you went into to get a rent a video? Was it a mom and pa?
Yes, it was.
They all were. Also, did it rent Betamax?
Yes, it did.
See? We got talking about this, me and the wife, and, you know, we were kind of discussing that. I go, oh, I remember the video store, and she goes, you remember shitloads of stupid stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true.
I have a question for you, and what is it, I don't know if this was a California-only thing, but every mom-and-pop video store I ever went into,
mm-hmm.
what is it with them in glass cases?
I don't know.
Like, they're selling, like, jewelry?
No, none. That's a California thing, obviously.
Because I mean, they had like leftover cases from the, you know, the prize cases that Chuck E. Cheese did, and like had like all the videos and stuff. And you know, I can tell you how hardcore it was back then, dude. They had UHF VHF modulators.
Mm-hmm.
The bypass RF modulator.
Yep.
See, if you had Nintendo or Sega, you were doing coax,
even
you had
older
the automatic one.
Atari. If you're an Atari age,
was that a little silver box with the two
slider switch?
The slider switch. The fucking place I was at, man, sold that, man, for the VCR.
Now I know. I thought you said they had sold jewelry in those cases, but no.
No,
they actually
the
had like video
cases.
Stuff. Yeah, jewelry type. Yes. They had the jewelry type cases. They, you know, it was. They had movie posters. Now, there's two movie stores I used to go to. There was this one over near, and I used to live in near a shopping complex that had Kmart and Target, had a bunch of strip mall stores in one and a bunch of strip mall stores in another. Mm-hmm. And the first one I remember going into was near Kmart, and it was like red carpet, but they sold, or they rented, movies and betas.
Yeah.
So VHS and betas. And like my dad would get us a slew of Disney crap, mm-hmm. you know, and we'd watch those.
You know what? I hate Disney.
Well, I won't go that far, because I actually like Disney.
I don't, dude.
Not going to go any time this year.
Here's some food for thought for you and everybody else listening. Name me a non-violent Disney movie. It doesn't exist. People complain about Wile E. Coyote, dude.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Bambi, mom gets killed. Cinderella, dude, she, like, gets into an abusive home. Come on, dude. Cinderella, nowadays.
I don't think it's necessarily violence as we perceive violence, but it's
tragic,
the themes.
Dude.
This the themes there, and you know what?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Wait.
That's a tragic movie. You ever seen the Black and White on chain?
Yes.
They beat the shit out of the guy.
But here's the thing: Disney is taking those stories, and yes, they are stories that deal with real issues, and they're dumbing them down. Look at it that way. Don't look at it as, oh, they don't sell a non-violent movie. No. They sell, they pitch movies
saying,
that are, that are
parent,
dumbed down
if I were a parent,
moral
I would not,
stories.
I would not buy Disney movies or let my kids watch them. I don't think they're appropriate for children. Especially with all that pornography they put into them. Now, that's Disney's fault. When you pay people $5 and a bowl of rice that they, you know, animate movies, you know.
Yeah, you're going to find some weird shit in there. Very,
just
very
like the
weird
Little Mermaid
shit.
Cover. That's the most obvious one of all. That phallic tower on the front.
The very phallic tower.
Very phallic. I swear, man, it's like an airbrushed model. Like when you see the romance novel, it's a guy and they just airbrush it to make it look painted.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like on the front cover of The Little Mermaid.
Yep. So... Moving on, though. And then there was another video store that actually, when I turned 16, I was able to get my own video card, too. Actually, 14, because my mom signed for it. But, yeah, I used to go there and get, like, Garbage Pail, the movie. You remember those? Horrible, horrible movies.
You know what? You know what pissed me off, dude? When we started going to Blockbuster, dude, I could rent whatever I wanted, because my parents just said, like, yeah, rated R, who cares? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I could get anything I wanted, literally, you know, short of porn. But the mom-and-pop video store, dude, you know what really pissed me off about that, dude?
Hmm.
Couldn't rent Showgirls, man.
Oh.
When it's NC-17, I can't do it, man. Because he got, like, the unrated NC-17 version shit, man. So, me and my friend...
Not like it was anything worth watching.
Yeah. But you know what? Actually,
my personal opinion.
Before I moved to Vegas, those are the only impressions I ever had of Vegas, man. Were Telly Savalas Players Club commercials.
Dan Tana.
Not really even Dan Tana too much, because I didn't see those reruns until I moved here, and we had FX.
Okay.
And Showgirls.
Showgirls.
That's all I knew about
Well,
Vegas.
You knew about cheetahs, at least. Cheetahs!
Yeah.
Oh, you're an expert on cheetahs.
Not me, dude. Talk to some of the other people.
Oh, I know.
Which I can't even make fun of because of Mark Trencher's here, a new policy.
Hey, it's not even a new policy. Just trying some changes.
Yeah,
by the way...
is going and licking boots.
Enrique. Okay.
You broke your own rule.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to take a while to fade in the rules.
Okay, so let's have a look at it.
Actually, real quick, let's pitch the site. Spankwagon.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right. And
that is where you can find us.
That's where you can find us if you already, you know, have found us, you're listening in.
Exactly.
We've been taking a little time off. I needed to do some stuff.
I needed some
Claude needed some time.
Steam and wind down, whatnot.
Yeah.
It was really cool. You know, I relaxed and everything.
Putting shit together for a New Year's show.
New Year's show was a big show for us, right?
Huge
here.
Show for
yeah,
us.
It really was. And for us, because we'd never done a mobile show, let alone one, you know, out in the fucking cold.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, the coldest your Mac ever ran.
Actually, yes. My Mac
never
really
heated up. So.
But no, actually not. Actually, just had to take some time off and, you know, get everything straight, man. You know, it's nice to have those vacations, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we are back now.
And we're back with a vengeance.
Yes.
Because we're going to, you know, we're going to try to entertain you guys just a little more than we ever have in the past.
That's right.
Yep.
We're back.
Woo-hoo!
Like vertebrae.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. First off, let's just give our solitary mad prop right now. In the chat room, Spankwagon, we want to say hello and mad prop to Reverend Hammer.
Mad props.
Of course, Reverend Hammer being of JSTFU.org fame.
That's right.
Or infamy.
And that is short for just shut the fuck up. That's the easiest way to remember it.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm just trying to help.
JSTFU.
Nothing but spank love for you, man.
Nothing but. Because he's part of the Spankwagon Radio Group. So
that's
we got to
right.
give it to him.
The Spankwagon Radio Group.
Yes.
Is that the new name?
No, that was the header on the message boards.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, that's been there for a while.
You're pretty,
where have you been?
Pretty hollow. Hey, man. I've been busy. I've been taking a vacation away, but...
Yeah, you've been taking vacations and planning trips.
Yeah, I know.
Big trips.
Yeah.
Trips to pick up very interesting exotic car.
Yeah.
So.
But we'll get to that in a second.
We'll
here.
Definitely
but,
get to
but
that.
You know what? To make up for my lack of being here, I sent you guys a bunch of links.
Oh, Jesus, didn't you? Okay, look. You sent me those links, and you warned me. You said there's a lot of links, you know.
We have about 51 to 52 links.
Does he need to own justshutthefuckup.org? No.
No.
JSTFU.org. Yeah, 50-some-odd links, because
yeah.
I had to sit there and hand-encode them to make sure they all went through. I was like, I think by the time I was done, I at one point, for the chunk of links, because I realized what the pattern was there, I didn't do any of the spacing, I didn't do any of the fancy formatting, I just, links, raw data, links. Nothing but links.
Yes.
But yeah,
yes.
Some of those links were very good. However, I'm going to have to say, if I see anything else about Real Ultimate Power anytime in the near future, I'm real ultimately going to kick your ass 7 ways to Sunday.
Well, let's give a Real Ultimate explanation right here.
Let's do a Real Ultimate explanation.
Basically, it's called RealUltimatePower.net, and it's this guy's site. Now, it's a funny site. For many reasons, but the basis of it is he talks about how ninjas are so sweet he wants to crap his pants. That's a quote off the site.
Well, he's a real ultimate fan.
Dude, and he gets into, like, stupid shit. It's funny as hell to see, man, because mm-hmm. it's just some guy, just it's pure goofiness, you know?
Right.
The purpose of a ninja is to flip out and kill people. And tell me something. What is seppuku? Do you know what that is?
Suicide.
Okay.
Ritualistic suicide when the actual, it's not ninja, it's a samurai. It's the Chinese, but they commit
yeah,
seppuku
yeah.
when they feel they've been, not feel they've been dishonored, but when they've been dishonorable
yes.
to the point where there is no meaning to their life.
Yes.
And it's samurai, it's not a ninja trick.
But basically he says ninjas will commit seppuku when there's nothing to do, they get bored and will totally flip out. And their ritualistic suicide is to slather a frisbee with butter, shove it down their throat, and wait, then die. It's funny as hell. And he has this, like, idiot little kid doing, like, photos of this, you know, going, with, like, a frisbee in his mouth and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny as fucking hell. And he's actually got, like, some idiot fan mail. Or,
yep.
I'm sorry, hate mail.
Hate mail.
Dude, you're so stupid, man. Don't you know anything about ninjas? And some guy's like, you know, I run a ninja academy or something like that. You know, like, I teach ninjutsu.
You know, that's like
people take
yeah.
it too seriously.
You know, that's like that email that we had.
He does.
But he programmed the shit inside.
So it's totally legit. So you click on the link and it really takes you to a CNN sponsor. And they'll rotate with what's currently on CNN. But you can tell it's obviously fake because, you know, it's like he flipped out and, you know, told her to fuck off, you know, in court and stuff. You know, this
nice.
Mother saying that her son tried to kill himself by eating a frisbee. He, like, totally gets into it. And people, like, eat this shit up alive. But he starts getting hate mail saying, see what you did? See? It's
oh, my
fake.
God.
But what happened is it really is funny, dude. And there it was, it's like another type of all your base are belong to us, but not on the same scale. People started doing parody pages of this shit.
Not just him, but...
Yeah, not others. The only one I've seen him do is Real Ultimate Power for ninjas.
Okay.
So, this goes on and on. You have bums, mm-hmm. liquor store clerks,
yeah.
Korean guys, Korean girls, sorority girls, engineers, electrical engineers, computer engineers.
Wow.
Wizards.
Wizards.
Pirates. Yes.
That's the one. That's the one I had to talk to you about.
You thought I did that one right there.
I thought you did that one.
Because said our names.
Yeah, because it actually dropped reference to our names, our legitimate names, and I kind of did a double take.
I had no idea.
Because you were for, like, months at a time on this, arr, pirate, arr, arr,
you pirate a late meet. I have everybody at work doing that, yes.
Yeah, you did. Everybody at work. You go into the office, and everybody's like, arr,
arr, aye-ho, hee-dee-ho, arr. It was funny as hell. But, yeah, so what, you know what, it actually took me about almost an hour to put those links together.
Because
I went through Google.
Why am I not surprised?
I had to check every page to make sure
course,
it was a dead link.
I've got to give myself some mad props.
Mad props because you had to code that.
Yeah, I not only had to code that, but I gave two, I think at least two of those links to you. Not
yes.
the Ultimate Power, but the other two links.
Rate my kitten.
Rate. R-A-T-E.
Rate, not
rate.
So apparently, you know,
good,
must
fluffy.
Have understood that. You must have understood that, because every time you bring the site up to somebody, you have to emphasize it's a T and not a P.
Yeah.
Although everybody seems to hear you clear the first time.
No, someone didn't, and it only takes once for me to go,
God.
Because someone goes, rape my kitten? No! No.
Sounds like Japanese hentai bestiality.
With tentacles.
Yes.
It is squid molesting kitten.
Okay. But rape...
Furry hentai, dude. I dare someone out there to draw that.
Someone who has a furry fetish and in hentai, so that means it's a person wearing a bunny outfit getting raped by tentacles from Yuro Tsukidoji.
Yes.
Right on.
Let's throw some bukkake in there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Some sticky
some
fur.
And, ooh, matted fur. And what comes up? Tainted love. I love it. I didn't even plan that one.
No. But no, that's, yeah. Whew.
So yeah, that rape
real,
my kitten, which is really kind of funny. We're gonna, you know, we got one of my new toys here, which we'll get onto a little later, and
yes.
And we're gonna put our cat up there, I think. Now, I mean, that thing takes gorgeous, gorgeous photos.
Good.
We'll get to that.
But yes, almost every single link is some sort of derivative of someone or something having real ultimate power.
That's awesome.
It's really some funny shit, and it talks about the purposes, you know, like the purpose of Korean guys is to, like, you know, wear Nikes and put spoilers on their Hondas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, you know, it's funny as hell, man. It goes, you know, like, bums are the ultimate paradox, like, you know, because the ninjas are,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, they're very precise in what they eat out of a dumpster, but on the other hand, they're totally fucking lazy. Stupid shit, it's funny as hell.
It reminds me of a really bad joke.
Go ahead.
What does a Zen Buddhist have on his hot dog?
What?
Everything.
But I'm bummed.
Thank you. And of course, Reverend, being the anime freak, says, I've seen cat girls and shit getting attacked by tentacles.
Cool.
And that was only because he was working at the mart. Anywho. If you want to learn more about what I'm talking about,
happened right out in the parking lot.
JSDSU.org.
Sounds like some shit Stitz would do, man.
Oh, I got some tentacles. Ah.
Throw the fucking cat in the tank with the octopus. Of course, now the octopus is dead.
Yeah, it's dead. He says it was an old one to begin with. I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's the word that comes to mind for that? Not age. Okay, yeah, neglect,
probably.
another oh, no, live here
another link that I actually enjoyed that when I saw it the first time and I sent it to
yes.
you was that Flash animation. A little disgusting.
The mystery of the mystery.
Right. Yes.
That's not a dig at anybody. The guy really talks
the guy. The guy talks with a lisp on the animation, but it's, the mystery of Britney Spears' breasts.
You know what? I was, like, really enthralled by that, too. Because I'm like, huh.
Well, it's very interesting.
It is.
She'll go from, and he does it chronologically
yes.
based upon public appearances in videos.
Yes.
Award ceremonies and the movie she was in.
Yes.
Where her boobs will grow bigger or smaller.
They you know, yeah, they're just like...
Man, they're like morphin boobs. Mighty morphin power boobs.
Mighty morphin.
Mighty Morphin ultimate power Britney Spears boobs.
Morphin? I was. I'm hoping you
Muff. Mighty Muff.
I'm so afraid right
Mighty
now.
Muff. Mighty Muff. That reminds me of a conversation we had earlier
yes.
this week.
I was hoping though that you flubbed the word morphin and not milf. Mighty Milfin.
Mighty Milfin. Well, that's more your alley anyway, there, Mountain.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mark and I here had a conversation.
Very odd conversation. No, not for us odd, but for anybody else odd.
Yeah.
We got talking about
Bush.
How we like
Bush.
The woman's bush, you know.
Now,
or as you call it.
Which one?
The sweet
yodel. Yes, the sweet patch. Yodel patch. Yes. Yeah, that's a new one, too.
Whew.
Anyhow, what we're talking about is, now I believe Mark and I agreed on this. I don't like completely shaved. That looks too young to me.
Yeah. You can't go bald. Can't go perfectly bald.
Because bald looks...
What a happy trail.
See, you like a happy
trail. Maybe a little indicator in case the guy's drunk or, you know, whatever. But look a little in it. Here.
Yeah.
It is here.
Now, you do like them trimmed right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. How trim? We talking about, like, cut into a shape, like hedges? You know?
I'm not gonna hire a Mexican to put a little. I'm not gonna hire a Mexican to put a little square on my. Anyhow.
Sí, señor.
Ouch.
It's not herpes, honey. It's razor rash.
Oh.
It's an ingrown hair, I swear.
But you like them trimmed?
Yeah, I do. Like them trimmed. Now bushy, trimmed down. You know. In control. Because...
In control.
Because, you know...
You're control free.
No, well, a little. But, well, you know that. You get so pissed off at me some weeks, because I'm like, we gotta wrap this up in 5 minutes.
But you like it trimmed.
I like it trimmed and neat and, you know, clean looking.
Yeah. And I think natural is pretty sexy myself.
Yeah, you like natural.
I don't mean, like, unshaved woman armpits and shit like that. Because
no.
Obviously, our fucking beards and mustache. So, you know, please, man. I don't want to be competing with you at the sink in the morning. Okay?
Am I going bald?
My turn.
Why is the sink clogged? You know, that's why the household with two sinks. You know, it's always a joke when the wife's sink gets clogged. Clogged. I'm just both
clogged. Your wife got clogged. Anyhow.
Yeah, but you know,
but I think
sometimes
I think
even she has to feel sympathy for the threes.
So I think the natural bush is nice. And you obviously don't.
No.
Because you just, like, blurted out an almost like comedy slash angry rage kind of. Like,
explain what you said. You said, well, I like it, you know, untrimmed and just kind of natural.
Yeah, just natural.
And I go, it's going to be like the mountain man of crotch hair.
Yes.
You know?
So you called that mountain man. And as you called it, you said, yeah, going to look like you're going to have mountain man bush.
mountain man bush.
Which we apparently both thought alike, and as we tried to qualm our laughing, we immediately started singing Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oom-ba-ba-mow-mow.
What's her name?
Elvira.
And Mountain Man Bush. Now that ruined it for me, dude, because now I'm picturing, like, twigs and shit stuck in it, dude. And it's winter, there's going to be, like, fucking ice and everything, dude, and
just,
snot.
Just, you know, comb it out. You have to comb it out, you know, pull out the forest nestled.
That's nasty now. You ruined that shit to me, because you know what? All I can think of is them ZZ Top looking bikers with fucking nicotine stains and shit. Okay, nicotine stains in our bush, dude.
Well, if she's smoking a cigarette down there, I wouldn't want to touch that anyway.
Ow, what was that? It's my stogie. This is my late night friend Churchill.
Just, oh,
can you light me up?
I don't see you smoking anything. Oh, it's right down there.
There's some woman's down the corner with this
my question. My question.
Smoke raising from under her skirt and shit.
DVDA with DVDA on those. I'm a chain smoker.
Spread open like a Christmas turkey.
Birthday cake, it's candles. All right, blow them out. Hurry, please.
Wait a minute.
Can you imagine then the grandmas would have the ashes that are 4 feet long, you know, right off the end?
Just the fucking cherry right on the end, dude. Yeah, I'm Cherry, and it's a fucking on a cigar.
Oh, shit.
Nicotine stains on her labia.
Oh, my God. She has to use whitening strips.
You go down, dude, it's like licking an ashtray.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
She does a, you know, she queefs, dude, ashes fly out.
Wouldn't that be secondhand smoke?
The bottom of her lip is, you know, shaped just like to hold a fucking cigar in an ashtray.
One of those ones with the beanbag bottoms.
That scotch pattern. Because they all come in that shit.
They all come in that kilt. Kilt pattern.
Okay. I had parents that smoked for some reason back in the day, man. You don't see it much nowadays.
No,
but
you
way
don't,
back then,
but my mom and dad used to smoke.
Fucking beanbag ashtray.
The kilt. You know, oh my God, the kilt pattern. All right, we're going to go ahead and take to a break. We'll be back in about 5. And then we got some... We got a lot of shit to cover.
That we do.
So,
what did we do in our spare time right here?
Yes, what did we do?
Spankwagon is probably one close stepper to fame and fortune.
Well, I hope so.
I know so. My ego says
Your ego says too, but my amazing abilities to be pessimistic says otherwise, but that's me.
Yes.
Hey, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio
only
at
spankwagon.bftp.net.
And
tune in every Friday, or excuse me, every Thursday night. Yeah, people
shit.
Are on Friday.
I'm late.
Where the hell is it? Click, click, click. Oh, I can't find it.
Tune in every Thursday night at 10, and we will be back most definitely right now. Mad props to everybody who's listening right now. Listening to Reverend Hammer.
Or confirmed listener.
In the
Reverend
chat
Hammer.
Room. Confirmed listener. But if you're out there, this mad props goes out to you.
Yep. And we'll be back in about 5. And we are back.
Smokeless snatch.
Smokeless snatch. How do you change it? Oh, I don't want to know how you change the batteries. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, the very unrehearsed but very fun internet radio show.
That's right.
And now for a special segment out of the blue. I'd like to introduce this segment as Claude's Moment. This is where Claude gets to be Claude and talk about Claude.
Yes. So I'm Claude Balls out there. Oh, am I able to start?
Go for it.
Yes, I'm Claude Balls out there. You know, I'm available to the ladies, you know. Just need a clean bill of health and a credit check, and, you know, we'll see what we can do there, of course. That's right. But, yes, basically, you know, I'm very happy to be back here with Spankwagon Radio, you know. I have my car outside, you know. If you want to go take a ride in my fly hoop, then, you know, I restored it myself. Rock on. That's right. And, you know, I have, you know, good taste in food as long as you have a good credit card. You know, anything's possible. I'm looking for a woman, you know, preferably, you know, that...
preferably a woman?
No. A woman that preferably can take care of me. Okay. And can pay my way.
I'm looking for a woman, yes, preferably. Yes. I'm like, wait a minute. We spent way too much time in this room together.
No. Hell no. If I was gay, I wouldn't fucking touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, well, you know, I don't really know how to take that.
Yeah. Sorry, I had a bad flashback about, you know, I got sunburned on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, well,
we'll get into that. But
actually,
anyhow.
We'll get into that. Why don't we go ahead and just jump right into that right
sure,
now?
Why
because
not?
Your ego...
My ego!
Is not as bad as it was, but on Tuesday, when we took off for a little bit to...
Let's explain a little bit first as to what exactly has happened while we've been gone.
Okay, actually, sometimes while we're here. Sometimes before we... This actually started before Christmas.
Back before Christmas right there. This probably would have been about the 10th to 13th.
Yes,
around there.
Something like that.
What happened was our employer told us that they were looking for talent.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to do a grassroots type commercial.
For the company.
Yes, to promote
our about the company, about our products and our services.
Yes. So, but what they wanted to do is they wanted to use real employees talking really about their real jobs. And
right.
Whatnot.
Real jobs and real experiences. And
yes.
Really
yes,
what
yes,
they
yes,
do.
Yes.
I mean, it's if you want to think of it, yes, it's an Apple commercial with the employees.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What they did open auditions, and several employees out of our company did auditions. And
not several. I'd say many. Quite a few.
900 people in that company. A lot of people coming in off the coming in. Excuse me, coming
sure.
in to do it.
They actually set this up in our break room.
Yeah,
there's actually a very funny story about this right here. But please go ahead.
What they did is they did open in an audition. So mm-hmm. where you it was audition / screen test.
Yes.
So what they did
is they had a camera set up.
They had a camera. They had a backdrop. A boom mic.
They also had some lighting and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I believe it was assistant director along with the one guy right there.
Director of photography and assistant director, and I think a producer.
Well, he actually is not a producer.
Oh, what is he?
Art director.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So that made perfect sense to me. Now it showed me where you fit in. But yes, what they did was basically they had us go up in front of the screen test. We profiled right there. And we did some improvisational stuff.
Mm-hmm. They had us asking questions about what we do, what we like about our jobs,
yeah.
and where we're employed at. And
we did basic.
Some people sang.
Yeah,
I did my Kermit and sung. You did, of course.
Yeah,
Elvis.
Fucking Elvis. Everybody loves Elvis.
Yes.
Let me see. I just the sideburns. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a feeling I could like shave the sideburns and still have to do all this for people.
It's possible.
You know, I just have that feeling. But basically what happened was there's actually a funny story behind this. I wasn't actually going to audition that day. And it's very interesting. Let me explain. We got an email about a week and a half early or something like that,
mm-hmm.
saying that they were going to hold these auditions and I need to go get a haircut. So it's going to, and if you saw my hair, such as in the archives, my hair was
mullet.
Really, shut the fuck up. It wasn't a mullet, dude. It was fucking untamed and nasty. Yes. Mullet. No, don't.
Keep going.
Yes. Fucking bastard. Anyhow. Stump on my ego. Anyhow, what it was I was going to go get my hair cut, but typical fashion of everything in my life, you know, haircut, pay bills, show up on time. I forgot. Yes. Anyhow, I had gone to lunch across the street with Tit right there. He wanted to go to Costco. I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll go. And I was coming back. I said, no, I don't want to eat here. I said, you know what? I'm going to go in the break room and eat my lunch over there, bring it over. And I'm going to watch the other people audition. So what happened was brought when I got my lunch back in, and I sat at a table like right next to the screen, almost, you know, a few feet away, way out of camera range, but I could see everything. So I go in, and before I even sit down, the guy told me, "Hey, you get up there." You know, and I said, "What? Oh yeah." I said, "I don't have my haircut though." I said, "I was going to do it tomorrow because I really need a haircut, you know, because I'm going to be on camera right now. I'm really embarrassed." So he goes, "No, no, don't worry about it, dude. Just get up there." And he goes, "You want to?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?" So I go and I get up there. I admittedly was a little nervous at first, and as I actually said later on, when I used to do stand-up, I'd be prepared at first. Improv is one thing right there, but you need like a seed to go with it right there.
Just
because I never did improv in high school, so I don't have as good starting a lot of people do. But I can do a bit of improv right there and ad-libbing. But when I did, you know, stand-up, I'd have a place to start.
Right.
But anyhow, you know, I went up there and I did, you know, some Elvis. I sung a shitload of fucking Elvis songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some, you know, poses and stuff like that, you know, did my profiles, and jump around. I missed you doing your audition.
Yeah.
Just like you missed mine. But you actually did, you're known for your Kermit the Frog voice.
Mm-hmm. Which sometimes is very inadvertent.
Yes.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Just
but you actually did something really random that you even said surprised you. You actually not only did Kermit the Frog, but you sang a song as Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is something I've never tried before.
And you were quite successful, obviously.
Everybody, yeah, obviously I was. But everybody liked it. Everybody thought it was really unique. Not unique, but necessarily really entertaining.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, as you were saying, the improv part, see, that's what my basis used to be in.
Yeah.
I used to do, actually, you know, in that closet over there, I actually have awards and stuff, contests where I placed doing improv with a group.
Cool.
And I used to have, you know, I used to have that theater background, high school at that, but it's something.
See, the only thing I had with like, theater and drama and stuff like that was I'd hang out with my friends who were on groups and stage.
See? But that's something, though.
But anyhow, what happened was, it's very funny. A few days later, I'd say, what, about a week later or something like that, they had the Christmas party.
Yeah, see, and I didn't get there.
I didn't get to go either. I was going to go, and I actually got, well, I was sleep deprived, which is probably
you were tired.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, okay.
I really was, which is part of the reason I needed to take a couple weeks off and if I didn't catch up. And I didn't make it to the Christmas party. But they had this over at the Texas Station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a huge ballroom.
Right.
And they had three gigantic big screens come down,
mm-hmm.
which are like, I'd say, damn near as big as a movie theater screen.
Okay.
They really are that big. And what they did was they played our audition tapes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. I don't know if you were in it. I didn't get any feedback
on that. I've heard that I was.
Yeah. I had a lot of people walking up to me and telling me, like, you know, hey, you know, congratulations. We thought it was really great, you know, and stuff. But what happened was, and they told you the same thing they told myself. Don't make vacation plans for January. Some people, I said, great, we'll consider you, but specifically you and I, they told us not to go on
amongst
vacation.
Amongst quite a few others, but yes.
But what happened was they basically said, don't make plans for January. And we were like, okay, sure. And I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So after this Christmas party thing, a lot of people were just thought that they got gypped. It was a lie, the commercial lies, that they just wanted to make fun of us in the Christmas party. Well, ha-ha, fooled you. A couple of weeks after that, we got the email calling us back saying who made the final cut on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And both Trencher and I were on that.
Yep. Yep, we were. And so what we did was is we actually... I will say this. You know, I was very thankful because their callback day, I was trying to aim for Friday because I had no work and no school.
I was actually aiming for Friday as well because I wouldn't have anything on the day after.
Exactly.
Because I expected to do at least a minimum 11-hour shoot.
Yeah.
I really did. But they decided you and I both went for a callback right there. They gave us the layout and everything. Mm-hmm. Like it. And that's when you actually got a chance to push Spankwagon.
Yes.
To show that right there.
Hollywood.
That's right. And I actually got a chance to say, you know, like I did the improvisational stuff.
Yeah.
With a stand-up. And they're like, great, great. So we were supposed to do, you know, 3-hour time slots to go over and get filmed and prepped and make up, but they changed that.
Yep.
We actually ended up going for an entire day to get shot.
Whole day.
It was great.
And for me, you know, they were very cool because everybody else had to be there like at 8. I got to be there at 11 because my school started.
Actually,
my school,
you know,
started
you weren't
up.
The only one because it's very funny about this to let all listeners know. I got called back for a second day of shooting.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to use me in a lot more film. For some other stuff.
That's cool. Very cool.
Very cool. Very cool. So when I went back there was another guy who they said, is he here? And they said, no, he won't be here because he had school till 11. Said, okay. So, yeah, they were very good in making
very great. And I was so thankful because I'm sitting here. Now, and I weighed the options. You know, I was sitting there talking with wife, and I was like, okay, I really, really want to do this. This is fun.
Yes.
But this is my orientation day, my first day of this class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go to class. I'm paying for this, mm-hmm. you know.
I will tell you right now, dude, it's great. It was fun. I was actually very psyched when I got called back.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think we all were. Of course, as you were telling me, you know, do I have to beat the happiness into you or out of you? I can't remember exactly how you said it.
Yeah,
because I was like, this is great. And that was it.
Yeah. You weren't like, thrilled and or psyched
well,
out, dude.
I'm thrilled. I am psyched. I'm still psyched.
It's great, dude. Me.
It's awesome. But, you know, I have
basically, we got called back and we did a lot of stuff. So basically, Trencher and I, when we went over there, I arrived earlier before Trencher came
amongst another Spankwagon, you know, not only listener but participant, the JLD.
JLD got called back.
Our supervisor got called back.
Yes, and our supervisor
knocked him dead.
I was fucking blown away.
Wow,
great, dude.
And I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Now, what we did, and I'll tell you how it worked. We got there. I showed up. I'm wearing my baggy jeans, my regular shoes, dress shoes, or whatever shoes I was wearing. Just a button-down shirt I was wearing just a black T-shirt.
Yeah.
In my truck, though, I packed a second pair of shoes in case.
Yeah, they told us to pack
I packed
an extra
second belt. I packed an extra order.
I even brought socks and underwear.
Yeah. I mean, I
was very thorough with my
I bought my comb and my shoe polish. You know, so exactly, I get there, and what do they go? They go, okay, first off, we need you to put on the shirt, which is a sky blue.
Whew. Yes, the set we were on with the giant logos of our
huge. Like one was a 20-foot logo,
yes.
And the other one was a I want to say about a 10-foot logo.
And there was a funny joke I yelled out about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say it, though.
I can't say it because it involves the name of the company we work for. But that broke the ice for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was cool.
But
everything was fucking pastel blue, some shade of it.
Yeah, okay. Some shade of sky-ish blue.
If anybody has children right now, or if you're still living in your parents' basement, or you happen to have a box of crayons nearby, look up the color periwinkle blue.
Pretty damn close.
I remember when I had crayons, man. That was that one fucking Crayola color I couldn't figure out. That and, like, you know, shit muckle brown. You know? That's what we wore, fucking pastels.
Yeah. It was not pastel. It was actually a very light blue. But you had sort of a polo-ish looking thing.
Whoa, man!
It was weird. It was like a long sleeve polo. It didn't really quite jive. I had a normal shirt on, business shirt. But then they put me in these shoes.
They put you in Diesels.
Diesels. These are shoes. Now they were nice looking. They had a good look to them. They weren't shoes I'd normally wear. Especially when I saw, I got bored today, went online, and found out they were a $75 pair of shoes that I wore that entire day, that weren't mine, and were very comfortable up until when I started doing my shoot, and then they got uncomfortable very quick.
You know what happened? I have a funny story on this, too. I had to wear Skechers.
Yeah, you did.
I fucking hate Skechers. That was the most uncomfortable pair of fucking shoes I ever wore in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a funny, you know, angle to this whole story as well.
Hmm.
When I had to go back for my second day of filming,
yeah,
they didn't have my shoes available.
Oh.
They gave them to somebody else. So I had to wear the other pair that was available that matched the same color I had before.
Uh-huh.
So I had to wear one size too small, uncomfortable piece of shit shoes.
Ooh.
And I had to run and jump and do all this physical fucking acting and comedy and stuff.
Nice.
And fucking shoes that were too small for me.
Comfy.
But you know what, dude? I was at, and yes, there's even more to that right there. On my second day of filming, when I went back right there, remember how you did the one walk shot, the long angle?
Yeah.
I did that and then some. I had to do a lot of, like, more Elvis stuff, you know, and
of
stuff.
Of course.
And I had to do the mugging and the profile.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I fucking did the Pete Townsend windmill. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, I could have said a very off-color joke, but I'm not going to do that.
I jumped straight up in the air. When I went down, mm-hmm. I landed just like Elvis, dude. My fucking right leg was crimped down, and my left leg was bent like that right there. You know, I landed on my fucking kneecap.
Ow.
But you know what I thought of, man?
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw Phantom of the Opera, man, at the Amundsen Theater in mm-hmm. L.A. And they were talking about one time the guy, you know, they have this one scene where he's supposed to, like, you know, jump down from the top of the set down to the bottom of the stage.
Right.
And there's supposed to be a trap right there, mm-hmm. and there's a padded cushion below.
Right.
But one time he missed the trap, and he landed and shattered his fucking leg, his fucking femur.
Ow.
So what happened was he had to do the rest of the show, like, on his knees right there and shit. When they came out, you know, when, like, he's
supposed to... Well, he should have had an understudy.
Yeah. Well, he was in the middle of a show.
That's true.
So that guy actually did the entire show, and as soon as the cast was done right there, and they all took a bow and whatnot, they already had an ambulance waiting for the guy to take him to the hospital.
Ow.
Now, I figure if that son of a bitch could go through an entire show by shattering
a broken leg,
then I can definitely fucking handle a whacked kneecap.
Yeah.
I even fell down at one point, dude. I lost my balance trying to get up and do all the wacky shit. I fell straight back, and that floor was hard concrete.
Really?
And I fell back in the corner where it was bowed up and concave. And immediately I do this fucking, Dr. Evil thing. I just jump up and yell across the entire set, "I'm okay!"
Nice.
It was great, though. It was really fun. But yeah, my kneecap still fucking hurts, and I pull my leg muscle hard from jumping up and down. You have no idea the shit I did, dude. You really don't.
You know, I don't, and I hope I get to see it at some point. But
gee whiz, me too.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling, though. My ego tells me so.
Yeah, your ego tells you so. And
my ego is a magic eight ball with all positive answers.
I want to say that, it was a very fun experience because I've never been on something quite like that.
And from
the grips.
Oh, and you know what? Mad props to everybody who worked on that shoot, dude. Grips, directors, stagehands, you name it, dude. They're all fucking great.
Everyone there.
They were very, very polite, very nice.
Yeah. It made it a great experience. I really actually had a ton of fun with that.
I'd love to do it again, man.
I'd like the chance too, but who knows? I don't think I did very well. That's my problem. You were talking about your ego being this great thing of rainbow sunshine.
Don't say rainbow.
Well, sunburn. I am like the black cloud of the whole, it's okay, I could have done better. Oh, they probably will cut me too.
Everybody could have done better.
They'll probably cut me too. Out. that's just kind
of. I did the walking away shot over my shoulder.
That's so cool.
Just like Bruce Springsteen, man.
Oh, dear God.
Born in the USA, dude.
So. Here's the thing, folks.
Yeah.
If we can get clips,
we will definitely put these up.
We will definitely put them up.
Which we should, because I'm sure we're gonna get copies of it.
We'll blow our total anonymity as to our employer that we've been holding for over a year and a half, but it's worth it.
Now, there's also some other stuff. We also have a lot of funny stories about the shoe as well. Everything was a lot of fun, but just to let everybody know, this will be airing mid-February. Here in the Las Vegas
area. In the Las Vegas area.
It is not just rumored, but it has been specifically stated because our company spent so much money on this right here, it'll go national.
I hope so.
They're pitching it to corporate people once they get it done. And it felt less like a commercial and more like an infomercial. It really did.
It really did.
That much footage. Granted, they might make several ones out. But we also did, I also had my other, day in the sun, too, when we did still shots.
See, here's the thing. I was needing direction because I didn't know what to do for the camera. You don't need direction. You were just going ape in front of the camera.
I just sat in front, man, and I said, I love the camera.
Yeah. I was just not
feeling comfortable with the camera. And that guy, man, it was like a South Central drive. I snap, pop, 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 pop. Just shoot me, dude. It was great, man. I'm like yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's see. So that's what we did, but I will say that was definitely a fun experience.
Egotistically, I loved it.
Oh, yeah. You were so ego-pumped that you had to go out for a beer.
I need a beer. Let's go get a beer. Miller time.
I got to go home, dude.
So what? Let's get a beer.
Beer. I'm like, okay, fine, we'll go. So we go all the way out, North Town.
Nope, not North Town. But BFE,
dude.
Off Craig Road, we went to the Cannery.
Cannery, new casino motel? Hotel.
Hotel.
Over there in the North Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And went to this little drop bar. Not drop bar, that's the one over at Green Valley Ranch.
We went to the pinup bar.
Pinup bar, which is a little bar in the middle. It was an open-air cigar bar.
Now, there's a funny story to this, too. For anybody that's ever seen A Christmas Story with the leg lamp,
they're all over.
They have leg lamps all over in the bar. Now, what was funny as hell is fucking Trencher is, I swear to God, he says he's from Iowa, dude. I could swear it's Missouri, dude. He's from the Show Me State, okay? Because he goes up and starts feeling the thing. Now, I know that he's just trying to see what the fuck it's made out of because he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
But he's like rubbing it, see, like that right there. And I fucking yelled at him. I said, "Leave it alone, Ralphie."
Which is pretty damn close, but yeah.
That was hilarious, man.
It was definitely very cool.
That it was.
I will give it that, but you see, Claude here is like, have a beer, drink a beer, beer,
yeah,
beer, beer.
Yeah, beer, come on, let's
and
live
I'm
it
like,
up, man.
Okay, what do you got for beers? And they're naming off all
this. This fucking waitress goes through, she names off damn near every beer under the fucking sun.
Except for three of them that I drink. No Guinness, none of the Mike's lemonade bullshit.
You drink Guinness now, do you?
I've drank Guinness before. I still think it's mud. Or,
you like it.
Or any of the, yeah, like the cider stuff. Cider. I'll drink the cider stuff.
Pete's Wicked Ale. Pete's,
you know, stuff like that. Or Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock.
None of them. So I'm like,
I'll take a Pepsi.
Coke okay? Yeah. No ice.
Fucking, that waitress went through everything, man. And you fucking like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But we get back, yeah, we get back to my place.
That was really great.
Had to call the wife. Now,
I was only frightened about one thing in there, too. What happened was...
the lounge singer's tea.
The fucking lounge singer was... Oh, God.
Awful.
Not fucking
bad.
Horrible.
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 You know, we make fun of people, you know... Like,
man, I used to wish I could sing. Now I just wish she could sing. First, I thought it was a guy.
I know. But, you know, it's one of those one of the things. Now, this bar does not have a stage. Does not have a stage.
They just cleared some fucking tables.
Cleared a table or two away.
And ran like a power cord.
let them put up their Casio keyboard. And a mic. Yeah, every song started out with the demo. Don't. Don't. Don't.
But they weren't singing modern songs, dude. They're singing like shit from the 50s.
Yeah,
you know, old Perry Como romance shit.
Mm-hmm. It was a very
no.
Very
what I was gonna say was the other thing that really frightened me, which caught me off guard, which I'll be scarred for the rest of my life. Was, and I don't know for the life of me why it was there, but I when I had to change the first time into my after I got back from wardrobe. And they sent me my stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
The men's room was taken, so I was waiting. So they told me, just go ahead and use the ladies' room, okay? Because all you're going to do is change. I said, fine. I said, great. I said, fine. Cool. Go ahead. So I go inside the ladies' room. I close the door. And fucking Barry Manilow is staring at me. No, not the real Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow has been hanging out in fucking women's restrooms, okay? This fucking photocopied picture of Barry Manilow is hanging up there, man. Just staring, grinning, man. I'm like... What the fuck? Why? Why?
Why would someone put a Barry Manilow photo?
So then somebody draws in this cutesy thing saying, you move me. You know, like quoting lyrics, and mm-hmm. somebody else fucking tags below, you move my bowels. And so while I'm changing, man, I'm looking up and Barry Manilow is fucking grinning at me, dude. I'll never forget that. And the men's room was funny, too. And somebody drew, like, you know, the no misfires
no
sign.
No misfires sign, yeah.
Shows a guy pissing
very,
in
very interesting area.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut to a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit with...
More Spankwagon.
Only at Spankwagon. VFTP.net.
Spankwagon Radio.
Showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her ass. She was my rain. Trencher here. You know, I've always said, if it's not live, it's in the archive. And the same thing holds true for JSTFU. JSTFU, two of the funniest and angriest men on the internet. Remember, JSTFU.org.
That was interesting.
Whoa,
hello.
Yeah, that's right. Powder's doing How'd I Get Up Here, man. You know, that'll be the theme song as we become famous.
Oh, absolutely. Really? I figured it was going to be, you know, something like, I don't know, Cold Cabana by Barry Manilow. Yeah.
His name was Barry. He watched me undress.
Ew.
Hey, you're back with Spank Wagon Radio, which can only be found at...
Spankwagon.bftp.net, and the next time I see a Barry Manilow billboard, man, all I'll think about is he's watching me undress.
He's seeing you in your underwear. Put that back, please.
Fudgies.
Hey, thinking of what you grabbed there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Claude's raising stripes.
Yes.
A battery charger.
Is that what this is?
That's what that is.
What the fuck's he charge the battery?
Electricity?
No, four. How about me?
The camera.
Oh, okay.
This weekend, actually, this past few weeks that we've been gone, you and I have been sitting there buying shit.
yeah.
I mean, you. First off, I enjoyed
it was a spank wagon shopping spree.
God, it was, too. We've been enjoying the fact, first off, I enjoyed the fact that the portability of the iMac, as it is, I decided, and actually, Smack, big help himself.
Yes.
He calls me up a couple weekends ago. Wakes my ass up. He goes, Mark, I mean, I'm asleep. You know how it is when I'm asleep.
Yeah, I know. I've woken you up.
You have, too. He goes, I've got a deal for you. It, you know, 800 megahertz, G4 titanium. I'm like, great. And 512 memory. I'm waking up now. 40 gig hard drive. I'm conscious. Airport already installed. Does it include midgets and strippers that are bowling for money? No? Oh, well, I'll be there later, all right? He's like, cool. So I head down to the Apple store, pick up my brand new laptop.
New to you, though.
New to me. It's actually a floor model. Really cheap. I don't want to go into the price on the air. Let's just say...
But you got an envious price.
Oh, envious by everybody who heard the price.
Yes.
Let's just say the model came out in September, and it booked for $3,100. I got it for significantly under half.
Yes.
So I was very pleased. With the money we saved on that, I actually bought something else. Actually, this is the wife's gift, is a PowerShot S200 digital camera from Canon. Very nice, very small, very clear and clean pictures, and probably from now on...
Is that titanium?
No, that's just aluminum.
Aluminum.
From now on, after this, actually, I got to clean the lens. She thumbprinted the lens.
Oh, nice.
So I got to get my cleaning kit for my professional camera out. But this will probably be taking a lot of Spankwagon photos. It's a very, very nice camera. Black and white, a sepitone.
Very nice. Even has the viewfinder, the target area.
Viewfinder, target area, or the LCD screen. Takes clean photos. And the battery's not in it now.
Okay.
So you can't... I'm sorry, you won't be able to turn it on because the battery's out.
All right, no, I'm staying.
You know...
Digital AV doubles as a webcam?
Yes.
Wow, look who's going to become an iFriend.
I don't know because I can't seem to get the software to work on Mac. Go figure. So yeah, it's a great camera. I mean,
not sex, but you know, me waking you up.
Ah! But yeah, it's... Not! But yeah, it was definitely a good camera there, so I was very pleased with that. But now we're kind of caught up. Now, this pales in comparison with the hella fucking deal you got. I mean, I got a hella fucking deal.
Not price-wise from what you spent, though.
No, not price-wise from what I spent.
Yeah, I spent a bit less than you did.
Much, much less, and you've got something much, much more. Now, let me give the background here. When I was looking up cars and stuff like that, I'm really fiending to work on a car.
Yes.
And I've been looking for cars for myself to buy, which I, you know, the problem is, though, is I have buyer's remorse before I lay a dime down. It's a weird thing, but it also...
Now, I know how buyer's remorse is, because yeah. I was worried, too, can I really afford this? Blah, blah, blah.
Is it worth, you know...
Because I went through the same thing you did, but not quite as hard.
No, I'm a horrible on myself. Horrible. Anyhow. So we went and we, I went online, I was looking, and everybody who's listened to the show knows I have been looking at Bricklin. I like a Bricklin. Like
quick
a
background
look.
On a Bricklin.
It's the Bricklin SV1. It's a gullwing door, fiberglass body, built in Canada based upon a company that was in Detroit. Bricklin is the guy who brought in Yugo, also going to bring the Yugo back in a couple years.
Yeah!
He developed this car to be a gullwing door back in 72 to 70...
The fiberglass type body...
No, 74 to 76.
Yes, the fiberglass type body is actually impregnated with acrylic, so it's the same color throughout.
Yeah.
You scratch it, cut in half, the same color underneath. Exactly.
Yep.
So scratches simply buff out.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all, no paint to worry about.
Nope. Of course, some people do end up painting theirs anyway, but that's another story.
So you were looking at Bricklin?
I've been looking, and Claude comes to me and goes, Trench, there's this Bricklin for sale. And I'm like, oh, how much is it?
$2,700.
I'm like, oh, fuck no. There's no way I can afford that. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do with that. I can't afford that and then not eat lunch for 2 days. No, it's just not going to happen.
So what happened? What happened was I said, well, let me give the guy a call, and I'll find out the details for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, I called up the guy, and it's a car that the guy was going to do a full restoration.
Right.
And got halfway done. Chassis, been coated, blasted, rebuilt, front end completely rebuilt, brand new suspension. From brake caliper to booster, working the guy, it is all brand new. The motor, I'm a little on because it's a Thunderbird V6 that he's replaced it with, which I'm hoping it's a special one I'm picking up, which is the blown version with supercharger.
Yeah.
Which I have a gut feeling it is.
Okay.
But if not, I can get a replacement 351. Now, in a nutshell, he goes ahead and he tells me, he explains to me everything on the car. No interior.
Uh-huh.
Got no seats, no dashboard.
No dash.
No gauges.
Gauges.
Like that.
It's
a couple of trim pieces.
Door panel, probably.
Yeah. But the body panels are all there. The chassis is brand new rebuilt. It's a rolling chassis.
Okay.
Fuel tank, everything is in place. It's ready to go.
Drivetrain, it just needs the interior.
Yes.
From what I understand.
$2,700.
$2,700. So Claude comes up to me and he goes, one day he goes, Mark, do you want to get this car? And I'm like, probably not. Why? Price is down in the 600s.
This actually went on. At first, the car started at $2,700, then it dropped to $1,700, then it dropped to $1,200, then it dropped to $950, and then it finally dropped to $650.
Mm-hmm. At which point he goes, you want it? And I'm like, well, man, yeah, a him hunt, my buyer's remorse. You know, my buyer's guilt right there hit before I even thought of spending it on, because that's perfectly within my price range. Absolute, positive, without a doubt, perfect for my price range, because the amount of money that I had to put into the car would not be all that bad.
Yeah.
But I said,
no.
I'm an idiot.
I gave you 2 days.
2 days. Plenty of time.
To make sure. So I bought the car.
He bought the car. Which, of course, then we got talking, and I said, well, wait a minute. Just let me help you work on it. That'll get my little problem kind of worked out, you know, needing to work on something.
Sure.
So
I just need to get some seats for it. Probably get some Fiero seats just temporarily.
Yeah.
To, put them on in.
Those GM seats, that GM Fiero seats seem to be work. They seem to be a kind of a universal bolt. So.
They actually have to bolt on your track.
Yeah.
For the Brooklyn, the seats are going to have their tracks.
Yeah.
So I have to order some of those. So that's cool. I can figure that out.
That should be too hard.
Yeah. So basically, it's a stripped interior, which basically leaves me with one or two options once the motors are built up right there, whatnot.
Race?
I can either trick it out and race it, which means putting in a roll cage on the inside and an aluminum dash right there. You know, just hold the gauges. Or I can trick it out and do a really wide custom interior.
I think you should bring it back to spec. or close to spec with obvious customization.
See, I've already thought about a lot of the things I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who's seen a Brooklyn, it has pop-up headlights.
They ugly ones.
Fucking ugly. I've already figured out what I'm going to do.
They're round. Round pop-up headlights.
The Brooklyn is a pretty mean-looking car
mm-hmm.
from the front end, but when the headlights look up, it's got this goofy look on its face. Literally.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I've already figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some, like Lexan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remove the buckets completely. I'm going to get some Lexan to cover it right there. And I'm going to, fiberglass some shit in and chrome paint it so it's silver. And I'm going to get those, the new headlights with the round lenses like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put two of those in like that right there.
Okay. That'd look good. That'd look really good, actually. But yeah, you're going to get that into safety white.
It is currently safety white, and he tells me that the body panels are in excellent condition.
Yeah, but he's not a car guy. The guy who's telling you is not a car guy.
He doesn't know anything about the car. He just knows it's a V6 from the Thunderbird. That's
yep.
it. He is afraid to touch the car. Mm-hmm. He basically, the guy had it 8 years ago, took it off the road for the restoration, got it up this far, and then just...
got bored or got interested in women.
And
who knows?
The other story I was told from him still jives along the same lines, was that he made a loan to the guy and the guy didn't pay him back, so he took a car from him.
Mm, which also jives. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
But at least this guy isn't letting it become a rusty clunker.
No, he's like, I think the reason is because I think outside forces are telling him to sell it.
Probably.
It's sitting on his neighbor's property because he has none on his no room on his own.
Ah.
Yes.
The other junkers. Loan sharker.
So basically, yes, I now own a Brooklyn. I'm going down to Fullerton, California.
Mm-hmm.
On the I'm going to leave the 9th and pick it up the 10th. And I'm going to pick it up and drive it on back here. And,
I'll trailer it back.
Yeah, trailer it back, yes. Drive it, as in fucking pull it. Yes.
Sitting on milk crates.
Fuck no, dude. Milk, that's what it'll be like, that Cheech and Chong movie. Things are tougher all over. They're driving the caddy to Vegas and shit, and they need gas money along the way, so they start selling parts off the fucking car. But yeah, it's got some downsides to it, of course. You know, it has no spare tire.
Oh dear.
No, they don't come with spare tires.
I know.
Two-seater, kind of cramped. But the motor itself, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's a 210 horsepower, mm-hmm. 315 foot-pounds of torque at 2,600 RPMs.
Not bad.
That's the blown V6, which mm-hmm. I'm hoping it is. If not, then I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get the crate motor.
Yeah.
It's a 351 Windsor with GT40 heads.
Mm-hmm.
Long block.
Mm-hmm.
2,900.
Wow.
Created. Of course, brand new.
Brand new, so.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure you got the proper transmission and everything for that, too, as well. But
shit, dude. It's standard Ford block. I'll find something right there.
Yeah.
The FMX that it came with was a 3-speed.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm hoping is in the cars is the Thunderbird, which is a 4-speed with overdrive.
Right, but yeah, it's going to be the automatic.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be the automatic.
I don't want a muscle car with a 5-speed.
Really?
I've actually thought about that a lot right there. I'm thinking, you know what? If it's that much power right there, I know me. I'll burn fucking clutches out left and right.
That's true.
I'll end up having to put on dual friction ones at the rate I go.
That's very, very, very true.
So with the automatic, I can just go fucking climb.
Let me say congratulations on your new investment, and I hope
yes.
for you being the king of all goings here in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems that way.
Yeah, your car, any car you own that you claim to own has to open going style, I guess. That means the Explorer pretty soon will be open going.
Actually, that's my mom's car. Which, yeah, thank you. There's a very funny story about this.
Oh dear.
My mom, I need a second car, and mainly for my mom right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm honestly not up on letting other people drive my car, especially in traffic.
Yeah.
It's just a funny thing about me. But mainly, more so, my mom can't drive my DeLorean.
Okay.
The clutch is way too fucking hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and I got her a SUV, a strictly useless vehicle. Mm-hmm. Got her 99 Ford Explorer Sport.
Right. Remember we had almost a whole show on that.
Yeah. The rust one. The rust-colored
one. Rust-colored one, yeah.
It's not rusty. That's just the color of paint.
Burnt orange.
Yes. Officially, thank you. There's a problem, though. My mom used to be the anti-fucking SUV person. She would fucking cuss out SUVs up and down. She has become an SUV owner.
Oh, dear. Starbucks?
No, not quite that way yet.
Give it time.
Cellular phone.
Cellular phone.
Talking while driving.
Talking while driving.
Evolved on that to the headset. Okay. Smokes while driving.
Smokes while driving. Well, that's...
Easy listening music. Not paying attention to where she's driving. She'll fucking hit some podcasts. decides that it's yes, by the way, it's a two-wheel drive SUV. So she goes off-road. She goes, you know, urban off-road. She'll drive up on a median to get the turn lane.
That's very popular
she'll
here.
Fucking cut people off, yeah. Uh-huh. She'll talk on the cell phone while driving.
As
a cup holder doesn't drink the Starbucks, remember. She's got the jumbo bladder buster iced tea right there. No limit. And she has started to do stupid shit on there, kind of, you know, which is, well, on the way home today.
Okay.
Apparently there was a fire up by the dump in the house.
Ew.
I don't know what it was. And I don't know if you saw it on the news.
Didn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, what happened is she found out that it's a $500 fine to run over fire hoses. Oh, dear. She didn't get fined. But she got lucky.
Oh, yeah?
Because she got stuck.
What'd she get stuck on?
What happened was they had the fire plug right there. Uh-huh. They hooked the hose to. And the hose snaked out and landed on the street like that right there, right? So she drove over the hose, and as soon as she drives over it, the guy opens the hydrant. So ooh, she's driving, and this hose in front underneath her just goes and goes up. She can't go anywhere, so she just fucking steps in on the brakes. She's stuck. She can't drive over the hose. She's like, she didn't want to bust it, because mm-hmm. it's high pressure.
Very high pressure.
Yes. So she stops, man, and she's just waiting. And she turns the engine off, puts the blinkers on, waits. And about that time, there's a fireman up above and sees her and walks down and goes, what are you doing? So I drove over it, you know, and I'm stuck. I don't want to drive over it. He goes, well, thank you for doing that, but you do know that's also a $500 fine for you to do that. She's all, I'm so sorry. And she said firemen were coming walking by and laughing and shit. And she got fucking stuck. She couldn't drive. Oh, no, it gets better. It gets better. The fire chief came up.
Oh, no.
You do know that's a $500 fine, and you should be ticketed for that. And she's all, yes, I am so very sorry. She goes, you know, I drove the thing. I didn't pay attention. I thought it was just some trash in the middle of the road, you know, because I'm near the dump and everything's flying out, you know. Well, she, I got the gift of it, you know, bullshit in the way I have tickets from her, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right. He doesn't have this pleased look on his face, but every other single fireman that drives by is just fucking, or walks by is fucking laughing. She's seen in the distance. She's fucking stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Cop drives up and starts looking at her and shit right there, and the one fireman goes, yeah, just go. You know, we've already got taken care of. So they go. She was stuck for 40 minutes.
Oh.
Guy goes, okay, I'm going to turn the water off to the hose, and I'm going to relieve the pressure, but you're not going to drive over it, because you will probably rip it. I'm going to simply drag it out from underneath the truck, and I'll let you know when you can go on. So she had to wait.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
So my mom got stuck on a fire hose.
High pressure and a truck tire rolling over top of it without really doing much except rolling over would rip it. Hmm. Interesting, but...
You know what? She stopped in the embarrassment probably of letting everybody laugh at her is what saved her from a $500 ticket. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fine.
That's
by
very
me.
Interesting, though, but I never knew about first about that law, but that's very funny because your mom is not a person who can sit idly by on anything.
You know what? She probably saved the hose, too, because she ended up blocking traffic and made everybody go around, which they couldn't go over the hose anyway. They had a... You know,
well, the hose only expands out to maybe about 4 inches.
Big fucking shit.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. It was an industrial fire.
Mm.
So they had fire trucks and shit everywhere putting the shit out.
Wow.
She said it was in a tanker storage yard. I don't know if it was. It's obviously not oil or petroleum, because no stations or anything are up that way. But
well, not just that, but a
recycling plant, so it might be oil from grease and commodities.
Yeah, it might be commodity grease and stuff like that, which would just be a...
So apparently these fire trucks just converge as soon as that shit happened.
Interesting.
So, yeah. There you go. Ooh. So my mom, who used to yell at people at SUVs...
is now almost there. We
piece of shit. You know, they're the ones that are driving up all the gas prices and shit, man. You ask for now. I love my SUV. I will not give it up.
See, fire next car. Next
dude,
car
I'm
she has.
You,
fire a Hyundai.
Fuck, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Man, she's worse than fucking, you know, than Charlton Heston in the NRA, dude. You know, she's got the fucking car keys in her fist going, from my cold dead hands. You know? She loves it. I'm happy as hell.
Well, yeah.
She
should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
And you've ridden with me in it.
It's
not
comfortable.
Bad.
It's nice, yeah. You know. Yeah, it's just an SUV.
God damn, dude. She's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
But at least your mom, though, is brave enough now. She earns the points back.
Yes.
By being an SUV owner that doesn't mind going, hey, and driving where she shouldn't. However, I'm going to take points away from you.
Why?
Because I remember when you bought your Jeep. And you had that red Jeep. And you decided, hey, let's go driving in that little desert area underneath the freeway, which at the time was open.
Yeah.
We would just drive around. We were running.
We cruised under the underpass and went into
scaring
the...
Scaring bums.
Yeah.
You know, just... They're big, huge, 61-acre, you know, the famous 61-acre dirt lot that the city is now owner of, which I'm not understanding, but...
Me neither.
You know, what they want to do with the 61 acres and how the 61 acres can save the world the same way Neonopolis could save the world. But
yeah.
You know, anyhow. So we get back in, we pull back in, and we're in the parking lot.
I know this is leading. I'm just going to say right now in advance, fuck you because you've done it too. You told me.
I know. And, that's how you learn. He was turning the wheel to park, and the wheel was... doing the, you know, the very
tick,
shaking really bad. He goes, what is going on?
And I'm doing, like, full lock-to-lock type turns.
Mm-hmm. And he's thinking something's wrong with his steering. He's thinking, he thought his steering knuckle was bad.
Power steering pump was
Power steering pump's going out. And I go, take it out of four.
So I put it back down to two high, and it,
boom, fixed it.
Whoa! Yeah, I didn't know that. It's like, yeah, your universal joints are fucking binding.
Mm-hmm. Your
CVs
or not CVs, U joints or whatever are binding up in a different front differential. Like you don't steer with your rear wheels, and that's why. So yeah, but yeah, I've done it too. But it's always fun to give you a little bit of shit when I can. Let's see. Moving on here. I had an interesting weekend.
Yes, Saturday
actually. I know a lot of people heard about it on the news, and it was something that was definitely very, very strong and prevalent in areas like D.C.,
yes.
San Francisco.
Gay pride parades.
No. Food stamp, wait. No. What was basically going on is...
Big protest.
It was actually a protest.
Not a protest.
No.
Not hardly a protest.
What it was, first off, it was a rally and then a march. Anti-war, peace of chance, blah, blah, blah. And the wife, myself, and my mother-in-law actually went down. It was in front of the Bellagio, which is really weird. Because the Bellagio, first off, you could tell all their suits were all kind of about the whole deal. But it is actually...
Sorry, I'm thinking something else. We drove by the Bellagio, my mom and I. We were doing something the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We happened to drive by because it was on the way. She said, let's take the strip, man. We had the windows down right there because
right.
We had the show going. I was going to show her the music. They're playing Irving Berlin. And she goes, hey, it's the theme for Beef. It was funny because I've said that too.
Yeah, I know. Everybody does when they hear that. Everybody
the
does.
The theme for Beef.
The theme for Beef. And you'll figure it out sometime in the future what we're talking about.
But you were down from the Bellagio protesting.
So we were down there protesting and... Now, the weird thing was, first off, Bellagio let us on the property, which is, you know, public property as it is. The only thing they required is, please make a path. Great. Metro was down there on horseback, and police presence was there. And it was actually, they were great. I mean, they were perfect. The casinos, though, you couldn't raise your sign in the casino. So, like, if you're walking through, just roll it up or tuck it on your arm. And that's even if they let you in the building to walk through. But, you know, because those are truly private property, and they were being very protective of making sure that, you know, sure, it's free speech, but don't infringe on anybody because
exactly.
They got foreigners.
Which is perfectly understandable.
Yeah, perfectly understandable. And the public, though, outside, though, there was, you know, everybody was standing there, and signs and cheering and speeches, and things were going on exactly as you'd expect. And then we did a march. And a few things that I heard during the march that kind of made me chuckle, kind of I understood their point. Tourists were bitching. You know?
Tourists
were bitching about it because they're like going, you know, I'm here on vacation. I don't want to worry about this shit. Mm-hmm. To which I heard, I thought actually, you know, out to myself, shared with the wife was, you know, think about this. I should have said yes. And if we do go, you would never come to here for your vacation because you'd never feel safe. So wouldn't it be better not to have a battle so you can get home safely? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I was just thinking all these little, you know,
yeah.
Stuff rhetorical. And, you know, we had the march, but it was really interesting. Punks, like hardcore freaking punks, NAACP members.
Well, punks. And
oh, my favorite, Wiccans for Peace.
Wiccans
for Peace was, you know, there.
There's Witchy Woman there.
Yeah, no, Witchy Woman was there, but the Wiccans were well, yeah, they were there.
What?
Covered. Well, you know, they had their contingency there, so they were well
represented.
I thought you meant
they're all like wearing fucking heavy cloaks, dude.
That would have been funny. But the punks were there, you know, the NAACP, and you know, it was really great, young and old, and, you know, met up with a couple people I knew from school, and one of my instructors from school. It was really fun in that respect, and it was interesting hearing what people were saying, and the walking down the strip from the Bellagio down to New York, and then back crossing the bridge. Well, on the bridge, those are private property. Even though they're public thoroughfare to get you off the streets from crossing the street, they're private property. So you couldn't hold the signs up. But it was very interesting watching, you know, 300 or 400 people up. They said upwards of 500 people on the strip doing this. Which, for Vegas...
That's quite impressive.
It's amazing.
I love that.
That is the most that has ever showed up to do anything like that in the history of Vegas.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm actually going to do a total role reversal on this one right here. You're very happy about that right there, you know, to see so many people participating.
Absolutely.
I'm not.
Why?
Where the fuck were they with Yucca Mountain?
I agree.
That pisses me off.
The problem
here, I'm going to be pessimistic on this.
Okay, here's the problem, though. When you're dealing with Yucca Mountain, you're dealing with people that don't have all the facts. And they're not... There's no... Well, hold on.
Like
they don't,
Iraq's any different.
I know. They don't... Again, it seems like the oil issue is more prevalent than where they store the nukes. And it's that way across government. As a matter of fact, Yucca has had money taken away from it. Because they had to pay for other things, so... Also, interesting thing, Tit brought up to me today. Supposedly, in the State of the Union address, the president is supposed to go on a speech and a rant about sending people to Mars.
Huh?
Yeah. The president is supposedly looking at a plan to send, with nuclear propulsion, spending up to, you know, however many billion...
Nuclear propulsion, yeah. With Bush involved, yeah. Mm-hmm. That, to me, just screams multi-billion dollar bottle rocket. Mm-hmm. Fucking thing will get up there and blow up.
What's that color? And why is my TV shutting off? But, yeah, so
fucking
that was...
We
did the protest. We did the march. We did the rally. We did the march. And it was actually a good thing. And it really, I mean...
So you fell apart of something.
I don't know if I felt a part of something as so much as I felt it's good to know
You just were happy you got out of the house and did something.
That might have been a little bit, but I think it was actually good to say, you know, I did this. You know, I actually did this. Now, it wouldn't be impressive if, let's say, I went to D.C. and did it with thousands upon thousands.
40,000 people in D.C. 40 or 50, something like that.
Definitely would have avoided San Francisco.
San Francisco. Ooh, yeah.
San Francisco had some of the more extremists marching nude. The nude
San
marches.
Francisco with extremists? Nah.
Yeah. Go figure.
I'm telling you right now, San Francisco is the gay people, what Ruby Ridge is the white supremacists.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that in a bad way against either group. I'm just saying that, yeah. And so they converge to give their extreme points of view.
Exactly. Now, funny thing about the Vegas one, there was only one arrest for the protest.
Yes, I read this in the paper.
The single solitary arrest
was not a protester.
Was not a protester or a marcher.
It was some idiot that jumped out of his car and was threatening protesters and marchers with a knife.
Uh-huh. Just a moron. Now, there was a couple other people there. One person was, one group of people there in this truck, driving in circles on the strip, cruising. Saying, yes, we'll go to war, yes, we'll fight, yes, it'll be quick. So it was a pro-war. Another one had a bunch of guys in this minivan with their doorman, and they were holding up these big posters of Saddam Hussein, shot out, you know. It was a target range poster. So I was like, well, they don't quite, you know, they're antagonistic. But tourists were saying, boy, Woodstock's over, people, grow up. My favorite. I was like, oh, man, you don't even have the right generation or the right, you know, the right thing.
Yeah.
Or my favorite, you know, another one was, I'm here on vacation. I don't need to worry about this.
I can kind of understand that tourist thing.
I can understand that.
The vacation. You come to Vegas to get away from everything.
You know, but I guess, you know, that's a tourist, though, would never take into consideration.
No, we're a real fucking city, too.
Yeah, people live here. And that's actually one of the big problems with Vegas is because, you know, we are such a service industry town, there's no creativity. We don't have...
We do have creativity. It's called marketing departments.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It's not community creativity.
No, it's not community creativity. That's why places like San Francisco...
I'm just clarifying.
That's why places like San Francisco, they get the freaks, but they get the creative freaks.
Channel 27, dude. San Francisco, public access. Mm-hmm. I would kill to go up there and take their fucking courses. They're free mm-hmm. for production, post-production, filming, everything, dude.
Yep. But that's where the creative, you know, creative people.
Plus, actually, you know, it's
Berkeley,
it's actually
New York,
dead
Soho,
dead
Greenwich Village.
Because when they talk about that, you know what you have to do to get your show on San Francisco up there?
Mm.
You have to attend every creativity meeting and explain what your show is going to be. And go, hey, you know, this, that, and this, we're going to do this. How does that fit in with yours? And what's funny about that is everybody that's on Channel 27 has attended these meetings
mm-hmm.
and have interacted with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from tranny talk
mm-hmm.
to real world. And real world looks funny as hell, dude.
Real world.
Real world. It's these two black guys from Oakland, man. And they go to house parties and what?
Right.
And just film chicks, you know, getting freaky. No nudity, man, you know.
No.
But they're just down the floor bumping and grinding on the floor and, you know, doing seductive. That's all these guys do, man. And they announce it like music videos and shit, man. They just sit there, man. The one guy has a fucking brandy sniffer full of Cavassier.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one smoking like a cigar and shit, man. He's like, man, I love it. Let's watch that again. And they play it again. I actually know this because I read across this news story. That's the whole fucking show. Like, yeah, this one comes from a house party down on, you know, whatever street right there. It was a great time. It was Saturday night. Here you go.
So they'll show you their party. It's like the Yule log.
Not their party. They just show up to parties.
Show up to parties and they'll tape someone else's party. That's great. But see, that's one thing. With Vegas, you don't get... You the creativity factor is low here in some respects.
No, the creativity factor here is stifled.
Yes, very stifled. Now, they were saying that's why we're never really going to be a true city.
We will be a city, man, because we're going to change that.
We're trying. You know, we're trying to branch out
service. The biggest thing that we need to do, you know what? If the hotels do not want to broadcast public access channel to tourists, I have no problem with that. Let them stay in the fantasy world. I want that. That brings in tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, was the strip crowded this weekend and this week.
Yes, it was.
Fuck. That's great.
Absolutely.
Martin Luther King Day is when I drove by down there.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Monday.
Monday.
Okay. But yeah, but I'm telling you right now, if they don't want to do that, that's fine. But it's really hard for me to really touch on this issue, and Trench knows why. But I'm going to go out and say it right here. I don't think it's right that what's happened with the public access.
No.
And I'm not bragging or saying anything like that right there, or you know, trying to be egotistical. But I feel I'm in a much better position than other people that just see by getting into public access
mm-hmm.
for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing that we need to overcome. First of all, I think once we open the floodgates for public access, I think Vegas will become a very idea exchange.
Well, let's look at it this way.
I
have to ask you this, and I'm asking this as more of a discussion.
Yes.
How many alternative newspapers do you read? Or the independent newspaper,
I really
alternative
don't read
press?
That many.
Okay. You have...
But I was very disturbed, though, with something I read.
Okay.
The person, and I can't say it on the air, okay, because this would affect me specifically.
Okay.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about right now?
I think I have a clue.
Just keep going. All right. Anyhow, this person, specifically when questioned, this person has a direct hand in public access television.
Okay.
And if this person made the call, mm-hmm. we, the citizens of Las Vegas, could get access to public television ourselves.
Well, public access television, not public television, which is different. A different
public
entity.
Access television.
But we're talking low
yes.
level.
Yes, yes, yes. Public access doesn't necessarily mean you have to provide for a studio or anything for people, just as long as they can film it themselves and
mm-hmm.
deliver it, such as done in other cities as well. Reno, for example, has a full on public access system with studio, just like San Francisco does.
Mm-hmm.
Reno does, but Las Vegas doesn't. The person that I'm speaking of, they asked this person, why
flat out, why don't you allow public access TV? This is an article buried online, I believe, on the review journal I found.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that or the Sun. Actually might have been the Sun because it was so fucking buried. The person said that, well, we give public access to the regents at UNLV. And the reporter was very good. They countered the person, and they said, well, that's not the purpose. It isn't for educational. It's public access television is designed for the free speech, for
mm-hmm.
people to come together with ideas and whatnot. And this person said, totally, well, if you look at San Francisco and a lot of other towns right there, they show things that I feel are inappropriate, so I don't think anything like that should be shown here. This person went ahead and already said straight out that they do not want public access television in Las Vegas because it's too much of a risk for something that's inappropriate, even if they are willing to screen it first.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's the community standard, not that person's, and that pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I know who this person is right there, and I can't say much more of that right there, but that really pisses me off that person has taken it upon themselves to already censor
mm-hmm.
the entire
to already decide what others can and cannot do, which
when
is completely
up to community standards, not this person's.
Exactly.
That pisses me off.
It's understandable. Absolutely understandable, and I think I know exactly who you're talking about, and I can agree with the concern about that.
Yeah, I don't like that. So you know what, man? Hopefully, once we get on there, we'll be triumphant, man.
We'll have to.
And I'm going to try it.
See, but now, I was mentioning my sort of parable or simile or whatever you want to call it. Not really a parable, but I equate public access TV with, like, the alternative, like, Las Vegas Weekly, Las Vegas City Life, Las Vegas Mercury.
And
to be honest...
You mean alternative as an alternative mainstream or alternative lifestyle?
Mainstream. Not lifestyle. Now, don't get it confused on alternative lifestyle.
Okay,
I'm not talking about something like... I'm not talking about like something you'd find down on the Fruit Loop down, you know. No, I'm talking more about stuff...
Fruit Loop.
That's what they call it, too.
I didn't even know that's funny as hell.
But I'm talking... Well, they do cover issues like that.
But
they also cover things like best pizza in town.
Exactly. And the shows I've talked about, like Real World
mm-hmm.
and Tranny Talk, which
mm-hmm.
I thought Real World was funny as hell when I read the script.
Real World seems funny. Tranny
yes.
Talk's a little worrisome.
Yes, yes, yes. Tranny Talk. Yeah, it's for pre- and post-op transsexuals to discuss medical conditions and social activities and things. It's a talk show. Now, these are specifically stated to be after 10 p.m. only.
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco says, put them up there? Fine. Not a problem. Totally cool. But during the day, they have everything from, I shit you not, everything from homework help for students and stuff, like a public access with some teacher and,
a teacher in a phone bank?
Kind of, but they do it on, it's like kind of like the thing they have here,
mm-hmm.
tutors and stuff like that.
Okay.
Help with anything at all. They also have a lot of things like the family show. They have like, housewives talk around, they talk about
mm-hmm.
recipes and things you can do with your kids and your family. And they have like a sports show for regular things. All the other stuff is regular, what I would consider to be traditional community and family values type shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at night, they show the adult geared shows and things like that. And also during the day, too, they have a specific religious program, or inspirational program and
mm-hmm.
things like that. It's all regular. It's perfectly, perfectly fine. And San Francisco gets along fine. Now granted,
it's a different environment.
Yes, San Francisco is liberal.
I've been there for, I was stayed there for a week
yes.
when I was on vacation. Very liberal, and there is such a huge demographic.
Tit was blown away by it right there, and I didn't find it intimidating myself. I found it very liberating. Women are very liberated in San Francisco as well.
Mm-hmm.
I find that actually quite refreshing, especially compared to here. We have such a Midwestern influence.
We do, and I will admit that, you know, I mean, very much so. I mean, me, Midwestern. My Midwestern beliefs and values are here. Granted, I am a little more on the
open-minded
end. Yeah. Very open-minded end.
But like I say, you know, I went up there to buy that to look at that DeLorean. I was going to buy it one time. It was in Half Moon Bay. And she was like some surfer chick, you know, behind the counter right there. And I was like, stripping a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, damn it, it's too bad I don't fucking live there. She's like, so where you live, you know? Stuff like, I'm just in town visiting all the way down. So I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is about the public access right there. Public access, yes.
See, now the problem we'd have
is not just for the political things and the extreme stuff.
It would be used
for community.
It would be used for gaming a lot. And that's one thing that, I mean, the gaming community would try to monopolize, I think.
Well, I can understand where you're
coming from. It's Harry's book hour, you know.
I can understand where you're coming at on that right now.
They'll play the James Coburn's How to Win at Slots.
I don't think so.
I know.
I understand what you're saying, that they would try to really kind of, you know, push some stuff. And I don't mean casino stuff necessarily. To say stuff like that, which is actually where we went into film right there. Mm-hmm. Have you looked up the website they had, playersnetwork.com?
No, I have
the
not.
Film studio? They show stuff. They have, like, live. They even though their studios are here in Vegas, I think they just rent studio space. Because their shit is based in AC, mm-hmm. Atlantic City. And they do, live, it's like CNN, dude. Mm. And not 24 hours, but like a news program, and they talk about handicapping and stuff like that, and the current odds and sports books and stuff.
See, I kind of figured it was. It didn't seem like a West Coast idea. Players Network. It seems like such a blue hair network, you know. Yeah.
But what? And I understand that there'll probably be some people like that. We'll probably see what's his face less on there.
Mm-hmm.
The old guy, the old Jewish guy, you know, talking about the sports and odds. You know,
yep.
If I were you, I'd bet on them right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would definitely, most definitely see that. I guarantee it. That you would.
See, now, in one thing
I
noticed.
I'm going to tell you right now, what you'd also see is I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it would be extreme at all. I think we would see not necessarily wholesome, mm-hmm. but probably boring housewife shows and things like that.
Yeah, I think that, but the problem is Vegas doesn't have enough outlet for creativity. Vegas does not have enough,
Because we haven't created one.
We haven't allowed it. The city. Actually, it's a state issue. But. The government, the industry being the casinos, and really that's
it. Hell no. It's a regional. It's Southern Nevada. Because Northern Nevada mm-hmm. is totally different. Northern Nevada has a full public access television studio like San Francisco.
Hmm.
Like I said before, they don't have just public access. They have a studio and training courses available for you. This broadcasts throughout Reno, Washoe, and I think all the way up, or just that area right there. I don't think they reach Winnemucca and Wendover. I don't think they're that far east.
Mm.
But for the Reno-Sparks area and the surrounding ones, probably like
Carson City?
Yeah. They have public access television for that area and region up there, and it's the exact same as in San Francisco. Now, because of the region, because of the community right there, you're going to have obviously different shows, but they offer the same type of access, training, and availability for its residents as San Francisco and a lot of other places do.
Mm.
Here in Vegas, we have been cut off because basically one person who has the option to say, who said, hey, we can do this right here. In other fucking cities, okay, like San Diego, for instance, right mm-hmm. there, they don't have a studio. But they give you public access just the same. They make a requirement. You must give it in a format that we use. And mm-hmm. if I remember, it's fucked up because it's a fucking industry standard format. They don't use 8mm.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer grade shit. So that's a little to me, That's not really. That's really still cutting it off and limiting yourself a bit. That's my opinion.
Mm, it's sort of but like a, it's sort of a yet, digital divide, so to speak.
Yeah, but still, yet they still offer that type of access right there. Now, San Francisco, of course, because of their extremities and shit right there, the extremists.
Shit, they probably got VCRs, Betamaxes.
Dude, no, I'm talking about the reviews. The guy who's in charge of programming, he doesn't review the shows. He goes, you know what? If I review it and it's a bad show and I let it on, I'm going to get blamed. So if I don't review it, I can just say, sorry, I should have. They've interviewed him about that right there. And
you'll have to bring that up. Why don't we go ahead and next month's link, bring that information up.
I will go ahead and I'll show you all that stuff.
Because I'd be very interested in that.
But yes, I'll see the link right there. And the person I'm talking about, I don't like that person because that's not cool. That, to me, I feel that person has violated my civil rights, my free speech. I really honestly do.
Because
and you know me, I'm not
political. No, you're not political. You're nowhere near as political as I can get.
No, but to me, that's something that really hit home for me, and I don't like it.
No, it makes sense, though. I mean, it's like being told, it's slapping the hand before you do the crime.
Yeah.
It's not giving you a chance to experiment, so to speak,
yes.
or to do something uniquely creative,
right.
Such as, let's give ourselves a little bit of a mad prop.
Mad props.
This. You can't, there's no radio stations that let you do this.
Exactly.
We could never sell this to a radio station in a million years. First off, we'd have to cut our vocabulary down to at least not quite as bad as swear words.
You know what? I'll tell you right now, we could be more creative with that right there with the words, and we could edit out a lot of
profanity. Oh, absolutely.
The problem is, though, the radio stuff is not public access. It's too commercial.
It's all commercial. Well, let's take a look at what happened over the over our break. Clear Channel station went from a soft rock to a hip-hop station over
which
a weekend. 101.9. Kiss FM.
That wasn't Kiss FM. Wasn't soft rock. That was pop.
What was it? Pop. Well, it went from pop to hip hop over the weekend. All they did for an entire weekend was play "Welcome to the Jungle" and some weird promos. Hey, let's go ahead and move on here because we're getting close to time. I got news. If you don't mind us cutting into the news,
please, by all means,
just go ahead and blow that break up. By the way, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, which is found at
spankwagon.bftp.net on the internet.
Yes, the ever expandingly free, thank God for now, internet. Let's see,
fuck you, free internet. I have to pay an ISP.
That's true, but I mean, free as in speech, or my favorite, it's a slash dot thing. Free as in beer.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, not quite understanding, but. They slash dot group, you know, they used to be the all your base. Well, now lately they've been in Soviet Russia, making fun of that comedian who'd say in Soviet Russia, you know,
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, the car, you don't drive cars, the cars drive you.
It's
sort of a
vodka drinks you.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, slash dot's been saying in Soviet Russia, Apple don't crash, Apple you crash Apple. You know, okay. First off, a little bit of a sad new note of news. Not even trying.
Mel Carter's dead.
Mel Carter passed away today.
Somebody told me that today. I was like, come on, give me a break.
And they were like,
I couldn't resist, man.
I know.
Anyhow.
Speaking of celebrity deaths, another actor died. I still didn't know who, but Maurice Gibb, one of the Bee Gees.
Yes.
One of the one that always wore the fedora and the dark sunglasses. He passed away last week. And the Bee Gees, the remaining two brothers, have decided, okay, we're not the they're gonna sue. No, we're not the Bee Gees anymore. We're not the brothers Gibb. They're retiring the name. And they've been making albums since before the Beatles landed.
Yeah, they have.
They've been making
albums. Why are they stopping now? The other one died.
No. Andy Gibb was not a Bee Gee. He was just the little brother who could. Did the pop thing. But these guys
he did a lot more than pop.
I know.
Somebody had a heart attack at like 29.
29 had a died.
Yeah, fucking coronary.
Yeah, Maurice Gibb died. He was 53, the same age Snow Carter was.
Huh.
He was like 53, 54. But yeah, he passed away because of the surgery. But the Bee Gees have decided we're retiring the name in Maurice Gibb's honor. So yeah, they're done as being the Bee Gees. What will they be? I don't know. Will they release an album? Who knows?
The
last album they released was 2001. So
I'm tore up.
Yeah, you're. I can see you're. Just.
Yeah, I'm weeping on the inside. Believe me.
I believe it. I believe it. Actually, I can see it right now. Here's something that actually might make my wife happy. I know you might like it, but they're passing. I've just totally read the headline. They are. It's close though. It's considered the anti-whoopee cushion.
I've seen that.
What?
Why?
What it's called is a Gas Be Gone, GASBGON.
I saw that with the pictures of it, too.
It's a flagellants filter. It's a little pillow.
Have you seen it? No, it's not little, fucker.
It's a regular, how big is it? I've not seen a full size.
It looks like about like that right there. They showed some guy sitting up thing in his car, the inventor in this car right there, and that thing was like hanging over, man. That
really?
Was fucking little.
Well,
it didn't look thin, either.
Yeah, it's not a thin pillow, but what it is, it's a cushion. What it'll do is it has a charcoal lining in it. It also has special fabrics. You fart into it.
And it's supposed to filter.
And it filters the odors.
See, that reminds me, I got some fruit in my car.
Of the fart. No, you ate it all.
No, I didn't.
Oh, dear.
I saved some.
Ew.
Tomorrow it is.
Basically, it was secondhand flagellants knows no borders because, you clear rooms with, passing gas. Well, this is supposed to clear that out. Clean that out and keep you from being smelled.
I don't think I'm a barbarian or a pig or anything like that, because obviously if I'm in public or things like that, I can hurt myself. But if I'm in a goofy mood or around, people I know or something like that, or don't know, especially in public, not where I won't be noticed, like if I'm walking the strip, trenches been with me, I love to fart. Now I'm hypocritical, dude. I can dish it out, but I can't take it. Somebody else's farts, dude. You know that one time I maced him.
Mm-hmm.
He farted next to my desk, man. I maced that fucker right in the eyes, man.
Yeah, I know. You did too.
Yeah.
Basically it's a fart suppressor. So if you see someone with either a checkered, actually it was like checkered or there's another pattern, but it's a huge pillow looking thing. You know what it is? They got gas. They don't want you to smell it. Now this company that made the Gas Be Gone is also working on making, of all things, of all things, don't worry about it. We had no music, no big deal.
All right. Of all things,
they made, or they're working on making filtered underwear. So you can fart your underpants.
Nah. You know what, dude? The fucking pillow is not small.
No. Okay, can you imagine this big baggy ass? Yeah. What's wrong with him? Oh.
You know what makes me laugh about that more, dude? It's got activated charcoal in it, dude. So as you walk, that shit's going to churn.
you realize, though, if they don't put the right microfiber to hold the charcoal in, you'll leave powder marks. Little black powder marks everywhere.
You know
what I
was just about to ask you? Do you have to wash it first?
I don't know if they want you to wash it or what they, you know, what they want you to do, but it's definitely interesting. And since you pointed out, I better add more music.
Yeah.
Even though our show's almost over, and I don't know how long we've been without. All right. So, yeah. Gas be gone. Oh, let's see. What else?
Gas be gone. That's
yeah. Gang warfare in colleges. Oh, excuse me. Fraternity warfare in colleges. I don't know if you read this one, but in
you
the San
me tell
Jose,
you something. College is full of enough wiggers. You can say gang warfare.
Well, what it was, there was a conflict that broke out between two fraternities.
A conflict.
Yes. Pi Alpha Psi and Lambda Pi Epsilon.
Lambda Pi Epsilon.
The fight apparently grew from a disagreement at a pool hall on Monday. The exact nature of the dispute was not known immediately, but it escalated to egg throwing and then eventually the brawl, where one person got stabbed and died. Okay, folks.
You know, what's that called? Rush Week? Pledge Week?
Pledge Week, Rush Week. It's all kind of the same, but it's a little different because these were two.
You didn't get jumped in, dude. You did stupid shit.
Yeah, basically, one person killed another over whatever belief, and it wasn't based upon what anyone probably even there did. It was based upon two different people, and then it became a conflict, a gang-style conflict. And as I liked your
where was this, by the way?
This was.
Because I'm just
San Jose, California.
Yeah, I was thinking this had to be a pretty white community.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black people will go to college, man. They're tired of that gang shit, so they leave that behind.
Yeah.
You get some white kids in there, man. They're just, like, fucking want to be thugs and shit, man.
Yeah, and as a police officer said, quite honestly, except for the lack of tattoos, this is a gang fight. And instead of gang members, it's frat members. Right. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, a lot of people were beat the hell up, and a lot of people, when that one person got stabbed.
God damn.
You know,
man.
And to be honest, that's pathetic. I mean, you're in college, you're educated, presumably.
No, you're
educated.
You're supposed to be there to get an education, not.
And presumably, okay. Getting an education, you're a little bit higher of an average intelligence because you're there to get an education, and you don't go having simulated gang warfare.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield. You ever heard what he says?
What's that?
Yeah, I got a son in college, you know, he's majoring in fucking up.
See? Gang warfare.
Gang warfare.
I don't understand
college.
It. I don't. Anywho.
It's boredom. It's mixed
with
alcohol.
It's boredom. Bingo. But then again, as you and my wife both say, you know, now that I'm in college and doing good at it, I need to drink more. Because, you know, you only go to college to drink.
Yeah, soon you'll be smoking reefer cigarettes.
Oh, yes. That marijuana.
Yeah, reefer cigarettes. That always makes me laugh, dude.
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know.
Call it a cigarette, dude.
This has been the breakout special. We're back.
Breakout.
You won't even say the rest of the parts because you don't quite know.
Because I'll fuck it up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll just be me mumbling it.
Yeah. Chic, free.
Breakout.
Breakout. You have been
listening.
See? You told me what you did.
You ruined that.
I know. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Wait, Grand Canyon University?
Yeah, that's my wife's graduate college.
What, was it a mail order place?
Absolutely. But it was truly, honest to God, accredited. None of this, give us $20. No, they made her do some serious ass homework.
Sure.
She typed papers galore.
Okay, yeah.
I'll stick
home now and get your degree.
No, she had to hunt these people down and then apply. And then they had to okay her based upon previous schooling. I mean, it was legitimate.
So of course they had to okay her. The check had to clear the bank. I understand.
You're a dick. You have been listening to Spank Wagon
Mark,
Radio.
I'm going to get my degree. Look, I just got this email.
Spankwagon.vftv.net.
What did I say? Possible spam.
I'm your host, Trencher. He's your host, Claude Balls. You have been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You're throwing me off because I was going to go into a closing. Make sure to check out the rest of Spankwagon Radio Group.
Please,
always, JSTFU.org. Just shut the fuck up, radio.
That's right.
Also out there, somewhere in the ether and supposedly working on another show.
Crack Monkey Radio.
No, he's done. Budget constraints. It's going to be What I Wish I Didn't Know Show. It's
really?
Out there. It's supposedly out there. He's working on it.
Wow.
I haven't heard it.
That's
also, really quick, while the remaining time that I have, if you are interested...
Dude, our segments spawn shows, dude.
Yeah, our segments spawn shows. If you are interested, though, in writing a segment for Spankwagon Radio...
Please send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
And $30. No, all we ask you to do is, if you're interested in doing a segment for Spankwagon Radio, get a hold of me, contact me, email, chat, I don't care how. Let me know what you want to do. Go ahead and we'll put it together and make it an MP3 form. We'll play it.
We're pretty
open about that. You know, almost like
most
public television open.
That's right.
Irregardless, you have been listening to us, which is the best show on the internet because we say so.
You know what, dude? Fucking mad props to us, man. Once again, mad props. Yeah. That's right, dude.
All right, folks. Again, thanks. Spankwagon Radio, we will hear, talk, speak, whatever, next week.
That is right. Next week, we'll be back. I have a bunch of new music for everybody right here. I have Johnny Cash singing covers of some great hits.
Yeah, we got to hear that.
Down.
We have to hear
Hurt
that.
Hurt from Nine Inch Nails and Trent Reznor right there. Personal Jesus from Depeche Mode. Johnny Cash will sing them. And one of the best ones I've heard him sing, dude, One by U2.
That'll be interesting.
Although I got to say, Hurt's my favorite.
Hurt?
Hurt.
See, and I like Hurt Nine Inch Nails, so I got to hear that. Anyhow,
so we're getting some more
real quick, props, VFTP.net, for hosting the site and making sure that I don't have to pay an internet connection bill for all you idiots downloading everything.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for listening.
That's
we
right.
will talk to you.
Next week, we will be back. And please, don't hesitate to let us know what you think of the show in the message board. And to everybody out there, mad props to all of you. Thank you. Good night. We love you. Goodbye.
Spank Wagon Radio.